Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio, Journeys of the Light. My name is Reverend John White, and here we are in downtown Lilydale. Well, all of a sudden, everything turned green, okay? It was approximately 90 degrees today, which is really a blessing for all of us. Now, if you'd like to know how Lilydale is going to be operating this summer, please go to lilydaleassembly.com, lilydaleassembly.com. Yes, there is going to be a lot of activities here in Lilydale this summer also. Now, the first young lady we have on the line is her name is Debbie, and she's here. Hi, Deb.
Hey, John.
Okay, how are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good.
Okay, now, are you going to be coming here this summer?
I haven't figured out what all they're going to do yet, but as soon as I know, we'll figure it all out, so.
Okay. Now, the houses are going to be open. Do you know that?
Yes, I did hear that.
Okay, yeah. And it's going to be partially open, and a lot of the classes will be on Zoom. None of us heard of that 3 months ago, but now we're all becoming – a lot of the classes are going to be on Zoom, but there will be some – there will be the stump services, and there will also be a 2:30 auditorium service, and I'll be doing classes sometimes Sunday late afternoon home circle. So within, and the mediums also will be seeing people. Okay. So there will be quite a few people that are coming. Now, so what's the good word on your end?
Well, I'm just calling to see if there's anything that my ancestors wanted to say to me tonight.
Okay, you know, as soon as you ask that. I all of a sudden I felt a North American Native guide. Do you know if you have a North American Native guide?
I do.
Okay. This is going to sound silly, but he's showing me his money bag. Okay.
Okay.
Now listen, North American Native indigenous people didn't call their money bags wampum. I don't know where the heck that comes from. Okay.
Okay.
But anyways, he was showing me a money bag. And I got a feeling there's new money slipping into your money bag. So that has to do with unexpected prosperity. Okay.
Okay.
And that's a feeling that I'm getting. Now I need to ask you a very unusual question. You can say no. Do you know somebody who basically used to grow pot, marijuana?
Yes.
I just work here. Okay. Who is that?
Well, it could be a lot of people. Randy.
Is Randy passed on?
No, he's not passed on. Let's pass on.
Now, just
I'm
in case
sure.
I'm misinterpreting. Now, listen, honey. Just in case I'm misinterpreting this. Okay. Oh my goodness. Do you know if Randy basically sells his marijuana plant to in a legal way? Do you know if he does that yet?
Illegal way?
No, I said legal.
Oh, legal, like the medical.
Yes.
Okay. I really don't know, but I know he...
Okay, well, what... Go ahead, honey.
But go ahead. Yeah, you can just give me a message. I have to figure it out, so...
Okay, anyways, I just got a feeling that I saw symbols of his product basically being on shelves, okay? Now, this may not make sense to him or you at this time, but that's the message that I'm getting. I don't know why I'm looking in his pockets and he doesn't seem to have very much money. Oh, this is a prosperity show, but I get a feeling I see his money's becoming full of, his pockets becoming full of money. And really helping a lot of people, okay?
Okay.
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 And I'm here. There was a medium that you studied with. Who is the female? There's a female medium that you would have studied with at this time. Did you have a female teacher? Or?
In Lilydale?
I don't know where, honey.
Oh, okay. It would probably be Jessica.
Who's Jessica to you, honey?
She is my life coach.
Now, where is she at this time?
She's in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, well, I guess I'm in this world. Well, I just get a feeling of, I sincerely get a feeling that you're being guided, okay?
Okay.
Do you know what psychometry is?
Yes.
I feel as though you're very good with that. Have you ever done any psychometry?
Not a lot.
Well, you should try it. Listen, when you come to Lilydale, why don't you get together with me one day? It may be a quiet season, so you and I can work on it, okay?
Okay.
Now, don't forget what I told you.
I'm writing it down right now.
Okay, honey, I got to go. God bless you, and thank you for phoning, Deb.
Okay. All right, thanks,
John. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Tom, thanks for Tom, thanks for being patient. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Good. I'm afraid I pushed the wrong button. Good, you're still here. Okay. how's life out there in the fast? How's life out there in the fast lane?
Well, it's really quieted down quite a bit. We had Steve Woods here but zooming in for about 8 days. We had some phenomenal experiences with him. Are you
now,
familiar with him?
People don't know who he is. Tell us who he is. Tell everybody who he is.
He's a deep trance medium who has been doing this for 30-some years. And he's one of the best deep trance mediums I've ever met. I started going to sit with him in Arlington, Virginia about 6 years ago. And he has a spirit guide circle on Monday nights. And then everyone who's there at the circle, one of their guides would come in one at a time. And you could ask them three personal questions. So we did three of those by way of Zoom, 30 people per evening. And then we tried something. He was here. Yeah, it worked out really well. A lot of people got to meet a guide that they didn't know they had. And he also did something. We had him here last year physically, but because of the virus and travel restrictions and all that, he couldn't come this year. But we did everything on Zoom. And the thing that was really phenomenal was something that we called Spirit Talks. We did three evenings of that. And the first night, we had Isis, the Egyptian goddess of fertility, came in and spoke for an hour and a half on soulmates. And
oh
it
goodness.
Was really amazing. Yeah, she told us a little bit about her history. She Hermes apparently was her brother in Atlantis. And so the two of them have, you know, spent a lot of lifetimes together, primarily brother and sister. But she was a beautiful soul, and then she talked about time in Atlantis, and then time in Egypt, and the second night, it was a group of ascended masters. There were 12 of them. We had Confucius. We had Hermes. We had Mother Mary, which was really amazing, because as you know, Mother Mary and Jesus and Buddha don't usually trance to anybody on the earth. And in 55 years of being around physical mediumship, I'd only heard of Mother Mary trancing through someone once, and that was last year, and it was through Steve Woods. So it was amazing. She said that she and Jesus never intended to be placed on a pedestal when they came to the earth. They were all about being of service to God and to mankind. We also had John the Baptist come in that evening. We had Let's see, Mahatma Gandhi, we had Yogananda, Serapis Bay. There's a few others. I don't have my notes in front of me, but there were a few others. And then the third night, which was just two nights ago, we had our forefathers. And, you know, it was Memorial Day. Monday was Memorial Day.
Yes.
And the evening started out with George Washington coming in and speaking. And he was fascinating. He was fascinating. He talked a little bit about his life, and he said at the age of 11, his father gave him slaves, his own set of slaves. And he was very uncomfortable with that. He said, but you had to be careful. This was, you know, I think in 1740 or something like that. He said you had to be very careful about rejecting something that was quite popular. And he said, he talked about, he said that the politicians that at that time, they were primarily interested in being of service to others, you know, doing what they could for the common person.
Right.
I did not realize that he had served two terms as president. And he also cleared up the fact. He says, I never had wooden teeth. He said, I don't know where that came from. But he said back then, you know, most of the people that were, you know, elected to serve, they were doing it to be a service to others. He said, not like many of them today who are in there to enrich themselves. You know, that was pretty interesting. We had Thomas Paine came in, Abraham Lincoln came in, Franklin Delano Roosevelt came in, Sacagawea. She was the Native woman who traveled with the Lewis and Clark expedition. Her role was to interact with the different tribes that were inhabited the lands that they were traveling across. Tecumseh, who was a pioneer, for trying to get good relationships between the white man and Indian, he came in and spoke. And the last one to speak was Neil Armstrong. Oh, Martin Luther King also came in, and Harriet Tubman came in. Harriet Tubman was fascinating. She was fascinating. And
you know, Tom, we have somebody online with us. I think you know him.
This is Robert.
Robert's online. Robert, are you there? Tom's online too. Robert? Well, he'll come back again. Tom, could you stay on with us?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Now, it's such an interesting subject that you have brought up. This may sound... Okay, Robert, are you there? Okay, Robert's chatting somewhere. Okay. okay.
The thing too, John.
You
Tom.
This is the right choice. I just wanted to let you know that we have a caller from Kentucky. Her name is Angie, and she'd like to connect with you guys. Angie, are you here on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Angie. Welcome to Journeys of the Light with John White and our special guest, Tom Newman, and somewhere out there, also Robert Carr from Santa Fe, New Mexico, mediums and spiritual teachers out from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So, Angie, did you have a question you wanted to ask John and Tom tonight?
Yeah, I did. actually, no, Debbie. So she was telling, she shared a lot of her experience with Lily Dell and talked about, you know, you all as well. And I... I have lost some rings like 6 months ago and have been searching for them in my house since then. And I can't find them. Oh. They say they're okay. here.
Well, you called the right night because Rob, Tom does dowsing rods. Tom, do you have your dowsing rods tonight?
I will go and get them. They're just about a minute away.
Sorry for putting you on the spot, Tom. Oh, my God. Okay. Robert, are you there online with us? Okay. You know, sometimes I'm able to find things. Who were these rings? Did you get these rings from a grandmother or mother? Did I hear you say that?
No, from my husband.
They're from your husband. Okay. Okay. Well, Tom is the specialist with the dowsing, so we're going to see if he could see if he can find it.
Okay. Is this Deborah we're talking to?
No,
who's the
it's
lady
Angie.
We're talking to her. Angie?
Uh-huh.
John Robert just texted me saying he's having trouble connecting in.
We heard him, but
he's going to keep trying.
Back.
He said okay. He's having technical difficulty.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, kid.
Okay, let's see. If Angie's rings are in her home open, the rods are not opening. If the Angie's rings are outside of her home open, rods are opening. Is it possible? Oh, let's see. If Angie's rings are in her car open, no. Is it possible they would be at work or some other place? Angie?
Yard or work. I don't think so though, because
okay.
I realized that I didn't have them back on within like 20 minutes, and I went.
If
back,
Angie's,
you know,
okay. Okay. Well, if Angie's rings are in her yard, open, not opening either. Okay.
What about the car?
Well,
what about a car?
I tried the car. If Angie's rings are in her car, open. If Angie's rings are in another person's car, open. Okay, they're opening now. Did you ride in anyone else's car?
No.
Okay. Well, there's another thing that Spirit says, and it's an affirmation. They say, God knows, God shows. So you might start repeating that and just to ask to be guided as to where they are. Is it two or three rings?
Two.
Two? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
God knows, God shows.
Okay.
John, any other thoughts on your end?
No, I'm not. You're the finder. You're the fixer. Okay. But okay, honey. Well, just use that app that Tom gave you. Okay, honey?
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you now.
Thank you.
And now we're going to try to get Robert back in the line. Robert, are you here with us?
I am. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting us and hosting the show. It's great to be back.
Okay. Tom gave us insight into that beautiful trance medium that came into town. Were you there also with that medium?
Yes, I was. I was there for all the events that Tom was describing earlier, and they're truly unique experiences.
Now, is there one thing that stuck out? Is there one thing that that really basically came back home for you in that whole thing?
Well, for me, it's there's so much that comes through the founding fathers and the ascended teachers and Isis, but it's also so remarkable to be able to talk in real time with one of your guides and to have a conversation with them directly. That, for me, is always the most interesting thing that occurs. So it's really, all of it is really quite extraordinary and very unique.
Now, either Tom or you, is there, you know, some people may be listening, may not understand when we use the term guides, okay? Can one of you have insight into that?
Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. Yes, everybody has a core group of guides. Usually this is the number of six guides. There's a spirit doctor. This doctor is the one who orchestrates and organizes your spiritual development and working with the other guides in your band. Another core guide would be a Native American guide, your native guide. This one is responsible for helping you with your protection along the way on your journey on Earth. Also in this guide, in this group of guides, you'd have a doorkeeper. This is, would also be known for like a joy guide or a gatekeeper. And the doorkeeper helps you with everyday concerns. They often manifest as a child, but yet they're mature in terms of wisdom and good judgment. They're evolved souls. And so they work closely with the spirit doctor, who is the first guide I mentioned. Also in that guide, that inner band of guides, would be a healing sister. And the healing sisters are entities who enjoy working with the health of the individuals on the earth. And so they have the ability to direct the vital life energy, which can help heal and cleanse the body. In this, you also have in this inner band of guides, you'll have a master teacher. The master teacher helps work with each individual in their spiritual growth and developing. And also, there's a chemist. And the chemist, this is somebody who helps you with your physical body according to the foods you should eat, exercise, keeping yourself healthy along these ways. I also feel the chemist would have a part in working with a person's vibration and communicating with the spirit world. So these would be your guides. And then outside of the immediate band of guides, there would be what would be called secondary guides. These guides can be with you for a long period of time or a short period of time, depending on their particular interest in relation to you in a point of time. So let's say you were decided you wanted to start a new hobby, and that hobby was model airplane making. You may have some secondary guides who would come along and help you with either experience with the airplanes you're making a model of, or with model making as a hobby. Or if you were working to buy a new car, you might have a guide come by and help you for the duration of making a purchase on a new car. So the secondary band of guides, they can be there for a short period of time or a long period of time. And you can also develop a very strong connection with the secondary guides like you do with your primary guides. Did I leave anything out with that, Tom? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, you covered it quite well, Robert.
Yeah, it's a lot. But it's very interesting, and being able to speak with them and ask them questions directly is like what Steve Woods can do. That for me is what I look for most in the Steve Woods experience. Look forward to and enjoy.
Thank you, Robert and Tom. And just for those people tuning in just now, you're listening to Journeys of the Light radio show with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium. And tonight we have special guests Robert Carr and Thomas Newman out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And both Robert and Tom are spiritual teachers and mediums, and actually they both kind of have their own special areas. Tom does a lot of dowsing work, and Tom, I don't want to forget anything. Tom has just such a wide variety of gifts, and also Robert is an artist. And Robert, can you just talk a little bit about how you combine your art and your spirit work?
Absolutely. For me, artwork, what I find at this time in my development, the real benefit to it is helping me to bring myself into the present moment and to bring my my brain waves into a place to where I can connect with spirit. And so artwork takes me to a very special space, a timeless space. And I feel that when I can commit myself to a practice of making artwork, that I'm able to bring myself into a place where I'm harmonizing my energy with my spirit friends and working to promote my development. You know, along the way, and I've worked with Tom for going on close to 7 years now. Have formed a great friendship with him, and he's been a mentor for me and has shown me so much. The you know, along that way, I've also had some communications from the Bang sisters and some other spirits who've had an interest or have actually done work with precipitated artwork. So, you know, I hold the intention out there that maybe someday this will be a possibility for me, and have that anticipation in my development. But so I feel the artwork also helps me work with that. And in mentioning secondary guides through Steve Woods when he was here last year, I was really surprised to receive a visit and have a conversation with Michelangelo, and he was talking to me about my artwork and bringing energy around for me at that time. And he also came back and returned the second time and spoke to me the first night. So it plays a very important part in my art making. And my art making plays a very important part in my mediumship development.
Beautiful. Tom, can you tell us the difference between between an angel, because a lot of people understand angels. What's the difference between an angel and a guide? Is that semantics, or is there a difference?
Well, there is a difference. there are, for the most part, and a lot of my knowledge comes from Archangel Gabriel, who trances through Karen Cook in Albuquerque. I've worked with her and him for about 12, 13 years. But for most people, the soul energy of us was created 3 billion years ago. And Prime Source, which is another name for God, God created, the first beings that God created were the archangels. Now, they were created 9 billion years ago. And their purpose, they don't incarnate at all. They will at times take on physical form, and they'll do that through the laws of science. They'll take on physical form just to interact with individuals. And in fact, Robert's got a wonderful story he could share later. but the archangels are basically like the architects of the universe. They help to keep things moving, keep things going. And then God created angels 7 to 8 billion years ago, and their purpose was to educate others. So they worked with, for essentially 4 to 5 billion years, they worked with the archangels in helping to fulfill their missions and their responsibilities. And then the angels could decide whether to come to Earth and have Earth lifetimes, or they could stay in the spirit world. Again, their purpose is to educate. So regular guides are, for the most part, they are spirit beings, souls, that were created, you know, 3 billion years ago. And they have attained a level of understanding and knowledge and wisdom and all of that. And then when they're in the spirit world, then they can serve as a guide. You know, the process of the guide working with somebody is a mutual agreement. The person having the lifetime coming up, they ask into other souls if they would be a guide to them. And then the other soul can say yes or no. Now, angels can be guides also. So you've got a little bit of a difference there. But one of the things that was really nice, you know, Robert was talking about Michelangelo coming in. He also had Bela Lugosi come in to one of the spirit guide nights where you talk to one of your guides and ask him three personal questions. As Robert said, we don't get a chance to do that for the most part. I mean, he and I are both mental mediums, and if guides come into a reading, we relay, you know, the information to the client. But this experience is special because you have the chance to talk to them. And if individuals are just are interested in learning how to enhance your communication skills with your guides, is just to talk to them. Talk to them. Ask them to work with you. The more you work with them, the more they can work with you. And actually, the more secondary guides would be attracted to work with you. I had through the Hoyt Robinette spirit art card experience, like Robert was speaking, the precipitated paintings. I had a couple names showing up on a 3x5 card through Hoyt's mediumship that I didn't know, Dr. Franklin, Dr. Whitmore. So when I had a reading with Gabriel, I said, "Who are these folks?" And he said, "Oh, these are two guides that are working with you and writing a book." I was asked, oh, probably about 8 years ago, to write three books on the teachings that I learned as I was growing up and sitting in classes with Dorothy Flexer's guides. And I said, oh, that's wonderful, you know, because I had been in these classes for a long time and I thought I knew all my guides, but I didn't. And then one time during one of the Steve Woods spirit guide experiences, Dr. Franklin came in and I said, how long have you been working with me? And he said, since you were born. He said, we have just stayed in the background. There's no reason to introduce ourselves to you until you started working on the area that we could bring expertise. You know, John, as you know, John is a just he's not asked me to say anything to support him, but John is one of the, in my opinion, one of the most talented as far as ability, mediumship ability, mediums in our country. And I have hosted him, since 06, I think 13 times between Sarasota, Florida, and Santa Fe.
That's right. That's right, Tom. Yeah. Yeah.
And John's a great...
Your teacher...
Go ahead.
Bill Wright, your teacher came from... Dorothy came from Chesterfield.
Yeah,
and
Dorothy, she was...
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, she was connected. Dorothy Flexer, she was connected to Arthur Ford. She was connected to Clifford Bias, physical medium. She was connected to Robert Chaney, John Bunker. Her teacher was Ethel Post Parrish, and a mutual friend of ours, Robert's and mine, is a guy named Gerald from York, England, and he has just finished writing a book on the life of Ethel Post Parrish. So that should be available fairly soon, I think sometime in May. Wasn't it, Robert, sometime in May?
Yes, coming up soon. I believe so. He was planning on releasing that here when you were going to host him in June, but of course the pandemic has made that not possible. But you're right, right around this time.
So I think it'll be showing up on Amazon and other places. But yeah. Dorothy was, and the thing about Dorothy Flexer, she could do it all. She was a trumpet medium primarily. And she did trumpet classes from the time she was 35 until she was 80, when she made the transition at 82. And she would have two mediumship classes. They had two churches, one in Tampa, which is the one I grew up in, and one in Sarasota. And so we'd have a mediumship class on Monday nights. And then in Sarasota, they had a mediumship class on Thursday nights and a master's class on Wednesday nights. So when I moved to Sarasota when I was 26, I had the opportunity to go to two classes a week. And she was very unusual. She was one of the most humble people I've ever met. She never bragged about her background, her past. I learned more about her past from other people than I did from her, and I was very close. She was my first spiritual teacher and mentor. But she works with Robert. She works with other people that are working on developing physical mediumship, just like the Bang sisters, like Robert said, Ethel Post Parrish and Clifford Bias works with Robert. There's a number of them. Yeah. But the good thing about with working with spirit, you just want to keep something, a couple of truths in mind. One is everything, there are no evil entities, evil guides. There aren't any. There are no demons. There are no devils. There is ignorance in the spirit world. John and I had a mutual friend from Ohio, and her favorite saying was, just because they're dead doesn't mean they're smart. Do you know who that was, John?
Yes, exactly. Tom, we have somebody online with a question, okay?
Sure.
Joyce has a text that they want to ask you and a question.
Okay, we have a question that came in from a listener from Rochester, New York. This is Anna from Rochester, New York, and she wants to know if you guys can tune into her mother in spirit and see if her mother has anything she wants to communicate, and particularly about a difficult situation she's going through with a man named Danny.
Well, which one of you young men would like to take on that question?
I was going to see if you wanted to, John.
Okay. Again, what was
Anna from Rochester?
Okay, Anna.
Her mother's spirit.
Her mother's spirit. I'm getting this right. Her feels like her mother passed on with a disease. It feels something like a cancerous condition, and the difficulty that she's having with that man. Is I feel as though he has some addictions and anger situations that I feel isn't going to change, and this is only my interpretation. The sooner that you can get away from him, the better everybody will be. Thank you. Now
I had the same feeling. To let him go.
Yeah, to let him go. Now we have about 6 more minutes. Okay, Joyce has another one.
Okay, this is a message or question from a listener, Sharon, from Amherst, Massachusetts. And she says she wants to know if you could tune in and see what her angels and spirit guides, what kind of message they have for her at this time.
Tom, would you like to take that?
Sure. Robert, do you want to go first, and I'll follow up with you behind you?
Go for it, Tom, and then I can follow up behind
you. Okay. The feeling I have with Sharon is there is there's a lack of self-confidence with her. And the message I'm getting from one of her guides who is standing next to me is they want her to know that she is she's a very evolved soul, and not to be concerned about what other people think, because that causes, you know, when we get focused on that, we're giving our power away, and that the things that she's desiring are in the making. Many of them are in the making. And also that she has chosen to go through a lot of her life lessons in the early part of her life. And again, she's an evolved teacher in the spirit world. And just to have faith and trust in the process, trust that everything is going to unfold in divine order. And that's what you want. You want things to be in divine order. And there was a woman here too, either a mother or a grandmother, who says, tell her I love her. Okay, Robert?
Yeah, I was getting the image of ice cream with Sharon, and the ice cream for me is, you know, it's uplifting, it's fun, it's good to eat, but it also, it gets into having love for self and enjoying oneself. And so I do see I feel good things to come. I feel like an opening, and I feel expanse. I feel going into a good self. But there's also a part of loving self and bringing that love to yourself. I feel that there's improvement that could be made there with this individual. Love yourself, and that'll help move things forward for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, we only have a few more minutes left. Do you want to... Okay, I'm going to take one more call. Let's just see who's on the line here. Hello, are you on the air? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
From New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Oh, God bless you. Now, we have two people from Santa Fe, Tom and Robert. What would be your question?
How can I take better care of myself?
How can you take better care of yourself?
What's your name?
Kara.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Did you say Kara?
Yes.
Okay, Kara, this is Tom. You know, one of the old sayings is helping to solve a problem is first admitting that you have one. You know, that gets you halfway down the road. You're going to be somewhat of a pioneer in your family, in the sense that as far as achievements and accomplishments, and I can see also that you can get somewhat frustrated by trying to do a lot of things at one time, put a lot of things on your plate. And if you could slow down, don't worry about the future, focus on the moment, focus on today. And I do have a feeling that it would be beneficial to you if you could write things down, like the things you wanted to accomplish today. And just start with like three things. And, you know, when you take care of yourself by accomplishing tasks that helps with your self-esteem, when you take care of yourself, then other people notice. And again, we want to do things for what we will believe will help us on our journey. We don't want to do things to please other people. Again, we go back to giving away our power. But it's important that there's not going to be someone who comes in riding a white horse and that's going to change your life. It's going to have to be you, my dear. Do you understand?
I didn't expect that anyway.
What'd you say?
I did not expect that at all. No, that ended really a couple years ago, that dream. No, that's not
okay.
For me.
Okay. Well, God
that
bless you, honey. Have a good
not
day.
Me, no.
Have a good
Sorry?
Day, yes, honey. Have a good
okay.
day. Tom, we have to go.
Okay, it's been fun.
Robert, thanks for the both of you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Take care.
Okay, and if you want to reach Tom, you can go on to teachingsoftheangels.com. Thank you, and we hope to connect with you again next week at 8 p.m. for another edition of Journeys of the Light with John White. Good night and God bless.